Bandwidth for the Frog Pants Studios network provided by Z Hosting at zhosting.com, providing reliable and affordable web solutions to everyone.
You are listening to App Slappy Podcast with Scott and Eric.
Attention.
Scott and Eric.
No.
Derp. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to App Slappy, episode 63. This is the podcast for App Store addicts, covering all the hot apps for your iOS device. I'm Scott.
And I am Eric.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Eric is having surgery this week. Should we be telling people that?
I don't care.
All right. Eric's having surgery done. No, it is not like fake techno babble for something he's having done to his phone. You're literally having somebody go in rectally, right?
No.
No.
Laparoscopy.
Say it again.
Laparoscopy.
That's okay. I couldn't say App Store addicts earlier, so.
Well, you say the word. What is the word?
Laparoscopy, right?
Laparoscopy.
Something like that. It's a procedure to remove a stone from your gallbladder. Or are you having the whole bladder removed?
I'm getting the whole gallbladder taken out.
Oh, sweet. Do you get to keep it, or what do you do with it?
I don't know what I'm going to do with it.
Dried and hang it around your neck.
No, I'm going to have it dried and put googly eyes on it.
Even better, like your own homemade mad ball. You can take it to the mall and people will be like, what does that smell? Ah, it's my mad ball. Anyway.
Make a smelly knickknack.
Yes, that's gross. Smelly talisman hanging around your neck, warding off evil spirits. But we shouldn't talk about that. We should talk about stuff going on in the way of the video games, right?
More like the iPhone.
I'm going to say video games because that's what I mostly did on my iPhone over this last week or 2 weeks, actually. We've been off for a week because you, again, were doubled over in pain. And we thought, you know what? Let's let Eric recover. I'm not trying to paint you like you're this horrible, like always doubled over in pain kind of guy.
Yeah, but if anybody has gallstones, knows where I'm coming from.
Yeah, and if there's any ever a reason to put off an episode, that qualifies.
Totally.
You know what I mean? Like, if you're hurting that bad, we're not doing a show.
Yep.
But you're doing good tonight because you're full of drugs and we're ready to go.
I'm not full of drugs.
All right, let's get to our new format, which involves these.
Reviews.
Slappy. Reviews.
Talking about the apps that we used over the last couple of weeks. And so there's a good number of these, and I'm super excited to talk about many of them. Let's start with iPhone stuff, since that is the lion's share. And let's start with a little game that went free during the last couple of weeks called Galaxy on Fire. Did you have a chance to play this?
I did not have a chance to play
this. That's okay, because it's a quick review on this one.
Okay.
And it's probably good because we have so many. But Galaxy on Fire is used to cost $5. It is now free, and I don't know what the circumstances are other than they do have a sequel coming out, and oftentimes the developer will say, hey, free first game while we get ready to prep our sequel for release. And I think that's probably what's happening here. It is a do you ever play Freelancer or?
I have to say it's no longer free.
Oh, is it? Did it go up again?
Yeah, it's $2.99.
Oh, sorry. $2.99. Well, it's a good review then because you can decide at home, dear listener, if this is something you should invest in. But do you know what Freelancer is? Do you ever play that? It's an old PC video game.
No.
Well,
I
then
did not play that.
If you haven't played that, then we'll skip this review. Just kidding. But you played, like, you know, you've heard of, like, Wing Commander.
Yeah, totally.
Okay, so you know what that's all about.
Yeah.
Missions, you go into the base or whatever and you pick up new stuff for your ships and you upgrade your stuff and you talk to dudes and they send you on new missions and you come back and you get money. And on your way, you fight some pirates who you didn't know were out there following you. And you get to your destination and maybe some of them are, accompany this frigate to this planet. And, oh, while we're in the middle of this flying around space, we ran into two, you know, bad guys and we had to fight them as well. And that's kind of the structure of the game. Nothing super innovative that way. It's pretty standard stuff and kind of normal, you know, escort missions and take item A to location B and come back to location A again and get your reward, that kind of stuff. and upgrading the ships are all pretty standard and all that. What really sets the game apart, in my opinion, are the visuals. It looks really, really, really nice. And it's kind of an older game, like a couple of years old. But if you're into this kind of mission-based space combat stuff, this may be the game for you. And I wish it was still free. That may have been only a couple of days. But at $299, if you're into this stuff, I think it's a great value at that, because it kind of encapsulates the whole freelancer kind of, you know, space mission stuff. And graphically speaking, beautiful game. A little tricky to control. Not terrible, but aren't all on-screen control sticks a little tricky to control. So we'll give it, you know, we won't dock it too much for that, but it's great. So I recommend it. For $3, might be pushing it a little bit, but I still think you ought to check it out. All right, moving on to other things. Did you play Stardunk?
Did I?
Oh, you played more than me, I think. Looking at your stuff here.
You looking at my stuff?
Looking at your junk.
What are you talking about, looking at my stuff? Checking out the Game Center?
Checking out the junk in your trunk, yo. Yes, Game Center. So Stardunk is a Game Center release. By the way, crazy new releases on Game Center the last couple of weeks.
No doubt.
Really coming into its own. What did you think of Stardunk? It's essentially, it's like a physics-based basketball shooter set in space. where you sort of pick an arc for the basketball and how far you want it to go, and then you let go, and if it makes it into the basket, you have a timer run down and you try to make it as many times as you can. Very simple gameplay, easy to pick up and play, very sort of like bus stop sort of game. How did you fare in this game?
I found it very addicting. Holy crap.
Yeah. It reviewed well, I want to say.
It just, I saw that you were playing it on your little, your games. Mm-hmm. So I'll check it out. And I've been playing it a lot. In fact, I got like about 200 friends, I guess. Let me see. I got 68 friends that have this game. Mm-hmm. And I'm ranked number 6.
Oh my gosh, dude.
So
you're kind of rocking it.
I am, and I've unlocked, 13 of the 19 achievements.
Wow, that's pretty good.
So how about you? How are you?
I haven't played near that much.
Let me check you out. What are your friends?
I may have played it like twice. That's why I was hoping you'd played it more than me. But I played so much Fruit Ninja that I think I made up for it.
Yes.
Because every day I'm getting my Fruit Ninja matches in. I am within the top 10 percentile of winners.
Are you now?
Yes. I occupy the top 10%. And most of the people I'm playing, you guys are some rough competition out there, but I have been rocking your worlds. Like, I am not losing hardly any matches. There was a guy yesterday that really gave me a run for my money, but it's not been too bad. And I don't know what that says about me as a Fruit Ninja player. I'm better than I thought I was, I guess.
So according to my leaderboard, you are, you know how I have 65 friends that have Stardunk?
Yeah.
You're number 65. Oh, sorry. You're number 65 out of my 68 friends.
Oh, okay. So that's not so bad.
You're in the bottom 10%.
That's ridiculous.
And you have no achievements.
I need to play it more.
But anyway, it's a great game. It's very addicting. And the more you play it, the more you get into it, because you unlock different type of balls that have different attributes.
Yep.
And the important part to realize is that you have to play the online competitions to unlock the achievements and the balls. So,
I haven't played an online game yet. Is it real time, Fruit Ninja style? Yes,
it's real time as far as like you can see where your ranking is. Usually there's between like 500 and 600 people in a game.
Yeah.
And they have a neat little thing where they have a globe that spins in the back where you can actually see like the top maybe 6 players and where they're playing at. But the only annoying thing is it's a free game, and you only get like, I think, 7 online matches a day or 3 online matches a day.
But you can upgrade out of that by paying, right?
Yeah, $1.99 for it.
Yeah. I don't know. That's not a terrible
But the thing model. Is you could actually click on an ad which will give you 7 more online games.
Really?
Yeah, so you don't even have to pay if you just don't mind clicking on an ad here and there.
I guess I didn't expect. Okay, with the new ad stuff,
Oh my gosh. Don't even get me started on the iAd stuff. Well, it's buggy. It's all crap.
Yeah, I agree with that. There's problems. But who knows if the developers aren't implementing it properly, if the API is weird, or who knows. But what's interesting is when I heard about it and I knew it was coming, I knew that there were going to be a bunch of ads that were used them too much, or that they were going to be super annoying, or that they would use it to drive you to do other things, and that the games or the applications that they were set in wouldn't be that great. They'd be kind of mediocre. What mm-hmm. I didn't expect is how many of these are really good games.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is a really solid game, and we're going to talk about an iPad game here in a minute that I also feel is in that category. That surprises me just a little bit. I just thought, you know, because they're doing the juking and the jiving of the weird business model here, but they also mm-hmm. have a really fun game tied to it.
Yeah. Well, you know,
which
good
is great.
Games do have ads in them. It's not like a new thing.
No, I understand that. I'm just saying, I thought there would be worse games with ads in them. And I'm sure that there are, but I mean, maybe I guess I expected more Game Center games. And by the way, the trend seems to be free or a way to buy out of it, or free mm-hmm. with a ton of ads, or $3 or more. Like, it's, we're not seeing a lot of the cheaper stuff coming into Game Center. And I think it's because the reports are generally that Game Center is selling apps. Like, it is a vehicle. Once you put support into your game or your application, I guess it'd be a game because it's Game Center, and Game Center shows it on their list, you have a huge boost in sales because people are looking for Game Center games.
Well, it's like free advertising if you think about it, because it's like, hey, here are the Game Center games, and your game is on that list. You know, that's money.
Yeah. This should be noted, in version 1.3, which is relatively new, they have two new themes, Moki and Glow theme, whatever.
That's one of the other thing that kind of pisses me off is about the game is this Moki game. Like, if you purchase the game, you unlock a new theme, and also you unlock a new ball also. But it's like, why do I want to pay $2.99 for a crappy 3-star rated game that doesn't look that good just so I can get all the achievements and all the balls in this other game? Which is kind of pisses me off.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. That's what I'm saying. It's dastardly.
Yeah.
But there's still a good game there.
It's a good game. Oh. Don't get me wrong. I'm loving the game.
Does that diminish the game or heighten the ads? You know what I'm saying? Like, does one make the other better or worse, in your opinion? Like, the fact that this has ads, does it diminish what could otherwise be a great 99-cent game or something?
No, not really, because the ads are at the bottom where usually they are, and they're not actually in the gameplay screen.
Yeah.
So they're not, like, you know, they're hanging at the bottom the whole time when you're playing. So the ads don't really bother me.
Wow. All right.
So they're not getting my money.
As of a couple of days ago, they passed their 500,000 downloads mark. So congratulations to who makes this game? God's Lab.
Godzilla.
Oh, Godzilla. Godzilla.
Godzilla. It says that at the beginning when you launch the app.
Godzilla.
Did you watch the app and you hear what they say?
Don't be offended out there, people, when I'm about to tell you something. But my Korean brother, I have three Korean siblings. My Korean brother came to the States when he was 10 and has always retained his accent and stuff. He can't say Zergling from StarCraft.
How does he say it?
Jergling. That almost sounds like juggling. Like, he says jergling. Anyway.
That's funny.
Like, you say, Matt, what's your favorite unit? He'll say, jergling. I mean it. I'm just, you know, personal family experience. My brother Matt.
You know, I love your personal family experiences. I especially like your Salt Flat story.
Oh, that's the worst. My sister would kill me if I said that on the show. Have I said that on the show? Maybe I did.
Where did you think I heard it?
Oh, did I do it here? I don't remember.
No, you played it on, I think it was Final Score.
Oh, yeah. I can get away with that. We only have three listeners over there. Just kidding. It's not true. That show's doing really well, actually. Moving on. StarDunk, get it because it's free.
Get it. It's fun. It's really fun.
And get on Eric's friend list and try to judge. Oh, quick report on friends list. You remember I did that little experiment.
Yeah, you're nuts, dude.
I'm at 500 and it hasn't budged. But people...
Oh, dude, it says you're 420 here, buddy.
Not here.
Really?
Nope.
It's not reporting.
Says 500 under friends. Over friends. And I just accepted someone new and it didn't go up one. So either either it's just not accepting that and it goes off into the ether, or I really have hit the thing, or you're showing how many?
420.
See, I'm showing 500. I'm showing 9 games. I'm showing 23 achievements.
I got 9 games, 23 achievements, but only 420 frames.
I don't know how that works.
I think you're making things up.
I'm not. Here, look. Oh, this camera's not on. I was going to hold it up. Anyway, what was my point?
Look at you. You're number 6.
Oh, I was going to report that for those wondering if you have a huge friends list, if you were going to have any slowdown or issues, I haven't had any problems. It's all been fine, except for now it's reporting it funny. But you know, picking...
Oh, I'm right behind you, dude.
Finding a name, adding them to the thing, playing them, it's all piece of cake, not a problem. And I love these Fruit Ninja games I've been having with you people. Don't
dude,
feel bad.
I want to see you play Putinki.
Oh, I play him all the time and I kick his trash.
Now, how does he have 87 wins compared to your 37?
What? Well, every time, I'm saying every time I've played him, I've beat him.
Yeah, I'm saying, but he's like,
well, he's a freak. That's what he does. He plays
Fruit Ninja.
Much. Yeah, I love Alex. He's one of my favorite people in the world, but man, he will play that until he scrapes my blood from his fingernails. That will be his goal. Got to keep in mind, this is the guy I play World of Warcraft with in our 10-man, and he and I are always in the skinning fight of our lives. Playing the metagame where we skin everything we can. Anyway, that's that. Where were we? Stardunk. Okay, Jewelcraft. Another popular, rather hotly played game, highly reviewed game that is available for Game Center. And I'm just trying to find the... See if the price has changed. Let's see. Jewelcraft. You do not make jewels with it. There it is. Jewelcraft is $2.99. It has not been raised or lowered. That is the price I paid. I hate this game. I hate it. It has really good reviews. It's in the 4.5-star rating for the current version. Average rating for all versions is 4 stars. That's pretty solid for any app. I read the reviews. They're all pretty strong. It has the most annoying sound effects of any match 3 game I've ever played. It is a pale comparison to even Bejeweled. And it doesn't even come close to some other better Bejeweled clones like Call of Atlantis and a bunch of others that I really like a lot more than this. I found it absolutely obnoxious to play. I hate it. So I'm going to say don't get this. $3. I mean... No offense to the developer. I understand what they got here. There are some cool features, like you can move anything anytime. So you don't have to wait for gems to drop. While stuff's dropping up top, you can move other stuff below and kind of keep going. And there are other games that do this too. I realize that. But that's one of the strengths of this thing. So you can do a lot of crazy combos and interesting power-ups and all that kind of stuff. And there's different modes and all this. And it's fine. To me, it seems like such a hacked together match 3 game compared to others that it's not even in the same ballpark as even Bejeweled is. So my personal opinion, don't bother. Did you play it?
I did not play it because I think it was after this last couple weeks ago when you downloaded it,
because
it was one of the Game Center games, and you were like, this thing sucks, and I was like,
oh, I'm glad you didn't
waste my money.
I think you're right. It was the end of the show or something. I just downloaded it or something. I'm just not happy. It's $3. That $3 stings when the game you got is trash, you know? Like $3 is a great price for certain games. You're like, man, that's a steal at $3.
Yeah, but here's to your point that, you know, people like say, hey, we're on Game Center. Let's charge what we want to charge because people are going to buy it because we're on the Game Center.
Yeah, and also I think Game Center exposure is people are seeing this and going, oh, it's like Bejeweled, but a little more. It's like crazy turbo Bejeweled. This is exciting. And they don't realize that there are 500 other superior match 3 games on the market.
Why in the heck does it have such a good rating?
I don't. That's what I'm saying. That's what I think. I think it only has
18 ratings.
But. I think the rate, well, true, but I think the rating is high because people don't know better. That they don't know that Call of Atlantis, and probably my favorite match 3 game on the entire store, is out there for $1.99, I think. And it's a vastly superior match 3 game and very addicting and awesome and great and graphical and music and voice work and all kinds of cool stuff. Not just, pew, pew, pew. Here, I'm going to just play a little bit for you. Instead of people hearing me act like a monkey, I want you to hear the actual thing. So it's called Jewel. Okay, Jewelcraft. Just check out the sound on this thing. Hold on. All right. We're going to do, first of all, no sound or music at the beginning. It's just a blank screen. We'll do classic. Okay, here we go. All right. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, listen. Okay. Are you annoyed yet?
Yes, already I'm annoyed.
Okay. Turn that off. That's the sound effects of the game. That is the entire thing.
That's horrible.
It is horrible. Don't get it. Don't waste your money.
But I have one thing to say.
What?
Oh, hold on.
That was what you had to say?
Yeah, it didn't work. Hold on. This is good radio, people.
It's the best radio. We do this. This is the only show I do this on. Because it's phones and it's like, oh, wait, let me pull the app up and it's fine. What are you doing?
Did you hear that?
No.
What?
I didn't hear a thing.
You didn't hear a thing?
No.
Oh.
I didn't.
It's ruined now. Dang it.
Oh, trust me. It was ruined a long time ago. All right. Next up.
We're moving on.
Next up is one I know that you played. Another game, not a Game Center game, but a game nonetheless. It is called 0.03 seconds, or as it is listed, 0.03s. And I totally love this game. I was a little
bit. Did you buy the full version?
I did. I got the full version.
Did you see what I sent you today?
That you totally mastered normal mode, like some kind of brainiac.
Yeah, were you impressed?
Not at all.
Really? Because you did the same thing?
Yes, but the rest of it's really hard. So I got zero. It's actually the pro version. You're correct in making that distinction. Let me give you an idea of what it means to make your game have actually some sound effects and something decent to say. Listen to this. It's got like jazz music. Okay, and then when you hit go. Check this music out, dude. Sounds like Mario or something. Anyway, it is, I don't even know what to compare it to. Like brain training games, like the stuff on the DS kind of, a little bit.
But it's all about speed.
It's all about speed. It literally tracks the nanoseconds it takes you to react. And I'm really bad at the math stuff. So anytime it's like, you know. So, oh, what the hell was that?
Godzilla. Oh. My phone was on silent when I was trying to play it before. Oh. I was like, why is it playing?
What, you're like some old man. Can you hear that? You can't hear it. What? Okay, but what was I saying?
Back to 0.03.
I'm so stuffed up. Stupid freaking cold won't leave me alone. Okay, so so in this game, it's all about how quickly you can respond. So it's a lot of visual stuff, like when you see the yellow car come onto the screen, as soon as you see it, tap here. And so you're watching, you're waiting, and it's, okay, it's a blue car. Okay, it's a red car. It's a yellow car, and you hit it as fast as you can. And you have a certain like limit that you can do all that in. I'm going to sneeze.
Bless you.
Sorry. Ooh, I should have pushed this. Okay. Anyway, so that's the idea. And then there's like math. It's like 7 plus blank equals this number. And, you know, stuff like that. And you have to just be lickety fast on your toes and click on that thing as fast as you can. And there are lots of variation, 3 different difficulty modes, wonderful graphics and sound and just overall art direction. I think it's great. It's a fun freaking little bastard of a game that really tests your mettle when it comes to your reaction time. How do you feel about it?
Yeah, it's some of the stuff is like, are you kidding me?
Like, what do you mean?
Like some of the stuff, like where you put your hand over the red dot and you have to take your finger off when it turns green.
Yeah.
But you can't see it. I mean, I figured out the trick how to do it.
Right.
But it's like, you know, it's just like, how am I supposed to see when it turns green if it's underneath my finger?
Yeah. It some of that stuff is super tricky in almost a cheaty kind of way. But there's, I don't know, the game's got moxie, man. That's a good way to say it. it's got just, I don't know, attitude or something. There's just something about it that draws me back in, and I think it's great. So I'm going to recommend 0.3 seconds or 0.03 seconds. And the current cost on that thing is, hold on, I had it right in front of me and now I lost it. Oh, it is 99 cents. That's cheap. So a dollar. Get that.
But you can check out the free version first.
You can. You don't have to get suckered in and have to pay for it. So get the free version. Check it out. If you like it, support those guys because it's cool.
Yes.
Developed by the way, it's one dude, and his name is Ming Lang Chen.
Did he do some of the control? I mean, the graphics remind me of what's that grenade thing?
Oh, Fragger?
Fragger, like the reset menu.
No, you're right. There's some similarity there. Oh, and you know what else it's like? It's like Angry Birds.
Yeah, Angry Birds looking.
Like the restart and all that? Yeah.
Yeah.
In a way, I feel like you kind of ripped some of that off now that you mention it. I almost forgot about that. I can't tell, but it's not his stuff. This is the only app on the store that is his. So
okay.
Maybe he did steal it. I don't know. If you're listening, Ming Lang Chen, let us know. Anyway.
He's probably not listening.
Incredibly well reviewed on the App Store. Like, major 5 stars, so it's not
so
just us.
So you mastered the first 8 levels like I did then?
Yes.
You did?
Yes.
Why don't I believe you?
Why don't you believe me?
Because I don't believe you.
Well, you always say that. I don't believe you but I can't show you because it's not a Game Center game.
Well, I sent you a screenshot. How did you know I mastered it then?
Well, because you sent me a screenshot.
And you can't do the same?
I could. I will. I'm not doing it right now, but I'll do it sometime.
You do sometime when you do master it.
No.
You're so busted.
That's not true. I have mastered this game. I am the master of this normal. Game. Master. All right, moving on.
Speaking of
Fragger, could we please get the Atlantis update? Thank you, Fragger people. Thank you. Please get that going. Thank you. I love that game, and they've been like they had those 3 updates like right after each other. It's like bam, 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 new content. Then they have this Atlantis one coming soon. Blah blah blah, and it's I check it all the time.
Give him a break.
I know, but I check it all the time. I mean, what else am I supposed to do? Kills me.
Plenty of other games to play.
All right, fine. Speaking of fun games to play, Stone Wars. If you like worms, and I know you do. Or if you like, what was that one we played? Space Hogs or Space Pigs or
Space Hogs.
Space Hogs.
Pigs in Space.
I think we had this problem then where I couldn't remember. Anyway, if you like that kind of turn-based, you know, physics, throw the ball or throw the bomb or the grenade as high as you can and have it land on your dude on the other side and kill him kind of stuff, then Stone Wars might be the way for you to go. And it is normally money, but it now is free, at least for now. They have a light version, but the free version or the full version is also free. And they're doing this to celebrate the release of a new game called Super Laser, the Alien Fighter. And it will be a limited time thing where it will be free and then back up to full price, which I think was a dollar. But anyway, it has online matchups, real time game with other players. Your cavemen that throw rocks and like grenade things. I think they're pineapples, but they explode. All kinds of other weapons, sniper shot, all this kind of stuff. Very 16-bit / Genesis Super Nintendo style graphics, goofy little dudes, way fun, way addicting. If you're into that kind of game, it's a perfect value at free, certainly. And I think even at a buck, it'd be worth it. Really like Stone Wars. Did you have a chance to mess around?
I did not have a chance to play Stone Wars.
Bastard, because you were passing your own stone. You had your own Stone War going
on. I had my own Stone War going on there.
I think you should pick this up. It's free, dude. And you and I should play and then report.
We can play against each other?
Yeah, oh yeah. Real time. Like
no,
it's not Game really? Center. It's not Game Center, but it is it has, lobbies and set up your own game and add your friends and all that kind of stuff.
I'm gonna get it right now, Mr. Johnson.
It's on the Plus Plus. It is developed by the folks at Epic Force. And they have some other cool stuff on the store as well. Anyway. Check it out. Came out in December of 2009, so last December. So it's been around the block a few times, but it's definitely something that caught my interest this week. primarily because of the deal, but I also just did not know it existed. Some of these games, they just don't know how to market themselves or get on the right websites or whatever, so you never hear about them, and it's too bad because this is a good one. So check it out. Stone Wars, still free. Get it today. Another popular one that's been on the store, and this is not a game. Holy crap, not a game. It's called Ringtones. It's been in the top 10 of the paid apps for a long time now. It's 99 cents. And for those of you wondering how to best make ringtones now that Apple has removed that option from doing that from your library right there in iTunes, this is a great answer to that. So let's say you've synced up a playlist, and on that playlist you have Space Cowboy from the Steve Miller Band. Okay, you know that one, right?
Yeah.
Some Space Cowboy, right?
Yep. Some cowboy, something.
Anyway, I love the Steve Miller Band. I like him so much that...
That we know the lyrics.
That we know the very bad version of the lyrics. Anyways, you can load it up, and if you just want that part of the song, you can isolate that.
You can.
With your little finger. Isolate whatever you want, whatever chunk you want, hit publish, basically, whatever the export button is, and bam, you have a ringtone. Saved to your ringtone library.
On your phone.
Yeah. Well, not till you sync, but yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. You'd like to do it on the fly, right? And have it right there.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I don't think that's actually an option that Apple
Can it do with DRM stuff?
Oh, yeah. Doesn't with anything. Anything in your playlist.
Wow.
I've tested it on a DRM track. No problem. I tried it on a free track or a track I had from a CD rip. No problem. I tried it from just putting sound effects in a playlist. That worked. The only thing it doesn't do is podcasts and audiobooks and stuff, which is too bad because a lot of the places I want to get a ringtone from are podcasts I'm listening to, because somebody will say something funny. I'm like, oh, I'd love to pause right here and just, you know, go snag that. So I, you know, technically you could go back, make a playlist, drag a podcast MP3 in there and then do the same thing. But then you'd have to go find it. And it's a huge pain in the butt. But if you have some,
cool.
Yeah, it's really, really neat. I was pretty blown away, pretty impressed by it. And it's 99 cents. And I thought, well, there's this other one working up the ranks in the free stuff that is, you know, seems to be getting some traction. Maybe the free one's just as good. Oh, before I do that, though, you got to hear this. Crap, I can't find it. Here it is. Is this familiar?
Oh, yeah, totally.
This is a story about Billy Joe and Bobby Sue. Sorry, I had to play a little Steve Miller. Anyway, I thought I would try out Ringtones,
Hold on 1 second before you move on. Is it called Ringtone Designer Pro?
It is called, hold on. That was just called Ringtones. Ringtones. And iPhone app. You're right. Ringtone. Oh, it shows up in the phone as just Ringtones. That's why. Ringtone Designer Pro. That is correct. 99 cents. I like it. I like it a lot. Super simple. Like totally easy.
So how does the free version live?
Well, the free version is called R Maker, short for Ringtone Maker. It's essentially tries to be sort of a free version of what you're getting with that paid app. It is just infinitely not as good. Like, it's just janky. It will work. It's functional. You can get away with it. And if you've just got to make sure you're free with your ringtone capture app, then yeah, sure. This is an okay way to go. But it doesn't even come close to this Ringmaker Pro thing. Not even close. Ringtone.
So you're like, you know, skip the cup of coffee and buy the...
Yes. If it's important to you, yes. If not, whatever. But I tried both so you guys could have a choice out there.
And that's what Scott does for us people.
That's right. And also to have something that wasn't a game in today's reviews. Actually, I have more coming here on the iPad. But anyway, have you tried either of these?
I have not.
You were too busy pushing that stone through your basket in that game. That's okay. Let's move on to iPad stuff.
Wait.
What?
I have some stuff.
Oh, go ahead then. It's not on my list here.
Huh?
It wasn't on my list.
Well, remember, we were going to do one little game called... Hold on a second. It's loading right there.
This whole episode is like...
Solomon's Keep.
Oh, Solomon's Keep. Right. I did play it.
You did play it,
yeah. That was from the week before. I forgot about that. Yeah, Solomon's Keep. So tell us what you thought, because it's, I mean, just to give people a basic rundown of what Solomon's Keep is, you are a little wizard dude, and it is a, essentially it's a dual joystick shooter along the lines.
Well, it reminds me of Diablo a little bit.
Well, it does, because it's got the whole, there's a leveling mechanic, and you can pick what spells you go into battle with, and I think those dungeons are random, aren't they? Not sure about that.
I don't know if they're random or not, but you, you actually you get to certain levels, you know, fight bosses, you find loot.
Yep.
Like I just got an epic staff the other yesterday.
But during most of the action, it is a dual stick shooter. I mean, you know what I mean? Like you're not, it's not like Diablo where you're like, okay, let's take a break, check my gear, do my stuff. Okay, now I'll walk in this room. It's just constant barrage of baddies.
No. You can like clear out a room, take a break, check out your gear. You can open up the magical door to go out and, you know, buy some more potions and maybe buy a couple rings and sell some stuff and then go back to where you were.
So you mean do that very thing that I just said you couldn't do?
Yes, you can.
All right. So, but the unique thing about it is you level up and get better abilities and you can.
Yeah, it's what I like. What I love about it is just the all the different choices you get when you level up. Like, I got this crazy cloud of acid that rains acid.
Yeah.
On, like, the room, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
The thing is I died, but it put me back to the point where I didn't level up. So it took the spell away from me, but then I killed the boss, and then that didn't come up as my one of my choices when I was leveling to the next level. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
So it's a kind of a random thing, but there's a whole bunch of different choices of your upgrades as far as for your spells, for your health, for your mana regenerations. But it's fun. I really like it.
I like it too. I feel like the animation's a bit stiff.
Yeah, it's like, you know, the graphics are okay. They're not bad, but...
It's like a little pre-rendered dude. Like, it's not, you know, polygonal, best I can tell.
No, he did. You know, he... No, he... Maybe.
Do you see what I'm saying? I'm moving them around right now. It just looks like a little, like, you know, it's like playing StarCraft 1 or something. It's a little pre-rendered guy, which is fine. It's fine. It's not, you know, it's not even a bad looking game. It's got some pretty good lighting effects, and I like the sound effects. I feel like it's too much shooter, dual stick shooter, and not enough Diablo. I wish it was more of that. But what do I know? Pretty good value, though, at $1, right?
Yeah, it's definitely. If you're into it, like an RPG, Diablo type of thing, it's a simple. I guess you could actually say it's kind of like a simplified Diablo.
I think that's a fair assessment right there. Diablo with dual stick shooting. That's what that is.
But, you know, I have like, you know, a spell that transports me into another room when things get too hairy type of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So, because as you progress, you do get more abilities that are available on your right side of your screen to activate.
It has a pretty good reward system. You always feel like you're getting something new when you're done.
Yep.
Which is nice.
What level are you on?
Oh, I couldn't tell you. Let's see here. How do you know? Is it in the opening screen?
When you open your screen, you can see your level.
I already forgot the name.
Solomon's Keep.
Because it's listed as SK.
Yes.
And I always forget that stands for something. Solomon's Keep. If I look at my continue, I am level 5. So not as far as you, I'm sure.
I'm level 13.
Oh, good Lord. Anyway, I'll keep playing.
Check
that.
It out if you guys are into that type of game.
All right. Anything else?
No, nothing. I've been playing a lot of Stardunk and SK.
I have got some stuff on iPad. I think you probably do as well. So on the iPad, I found a utility that I'm in love with all of a sudden and just found it the other day. It is called Plain Text, and it is this really clean interface for creating plain text documents. And I'll get to why you would want that in a minute. But really clean sort of paper-like interface, lets you quickly make them. It's tied directly to your Dropbox account. So even if you have a free one, You just tie it to your Dropbox account. It creates a Dropbox folder, and immediately, as soon as you open a document, save it at all, change it at all, it is constantly synchronizing what you're doing to your Dropbox. So it's a great place to take kind of remote meetings, notes, or whatever. I did this today. Took a bunch of notes. It synced it all to the synced it all to Dropbox, and then later I'm able to pull those things out of that Dropbox folder in the office, and then copy that text out and use it for whatever I intended it for. If you need to write quick notes, it's worked really well for me for getting down some comic strip ideas real quick for like Extra Life or experience points. And I could just copy those straight out of there and write into Photoshop when I was finishing those up. And it's free, totally free. In fact, the guy makes a point about why it's free and that he wants it to stay free. I think you can take donations on his site, but it's not overt. There's no ads or anything weird. And it's great. Really, really cool. And oh, by the way, it's a universal app.
Aren't you going to tell us why he wants to keep it free?
Does this, I think he says on the page. Hold on.
But you didn't. You're like, he makes a big point why he wants to keep it free.
I don't remember. I just remember him saying a bunch of stuff. Let me see if I can find it. Let me find it real quick.
No.
Here it is. Nope. That's not it.
Don't worry about it. If it didn't stick in your head.
Oh, no. Here it is. It's a screenshot. That's where I saw it. Screenshot right on iTunes. It says, thanks for trying plain text. My intention is to keep plain text free and minimal. If you need more settings, please watch for the next release of Write Room. So apparently he's got something else that, you know, sort of competes that maybe has more features. But this is so clean and easy. And I love the minimalist approach to app design. I hate too much stuff going on. And this app is really good at the one thing it does. So I'm going to recommend it. And I should have mentioned it's a universal app. It is both iPhone and iPad. So get it.
Very nice. That sounds great. Like the integration with Dropbox seems to
make it. It's slick. And it's reviewing rather well. People like it.
I'm loving my iPad. Like,
oh, I know, dude.
Dude, just like the stuff I can do when I'm out and about. Like I was putting a storyboard together in Pages.
Doesn't it bug you that there's no Game Center yet? I really want that in there.
Yeah, it does, but it's coming.
Because I would love to play that version of Fruit Ninja. I have both. So I would love to do that online and have it track something. So now I kind of do it. Or even in the single player, I'm kind of doing like the single player stuff and going, yeah, but none of this is saving in my Game Center profile.
Man. Yeah, because your single player score sucks.
Well, I don't do it very often.
On the Game Center one, you're like, you've done like 6 fruits or something, high score?
That's not true. By the way,
61.
And secondly, it's because ever since I got it for the multiplayer, literally. Like my iPad version is way higher on score because I played the crap out of the single player on that back before Game Center. But I got this for Game Center. I didn't own Fruit Ninja on the phone until Game Center.
By the way, I've locked all the blades and backgrounds in Fruit Ninja.
Well, you're a better man than I. But where are you ranked in the multiplayer?
The multiplayer?
Yeah,
I'm not far behind you.
Bottom 15%?
No.
I'm in the top 5, man. 10.
I'm coming for you. I'm only like maybe 15 games behind you.
All right. I love that game. Anyway, moving on. Plain text. Already talked about that. Mystic Emporium. Now, I know you played this.
Yes.
All right. So this is the big release on the iPad as far as I'm concerned. It's not even a new release. It's getting, you know, it's not super new, but not super old. You know, I'm always on the hunt for the next Sally Spa, right?
Yes.
That's my goal in life, is to find what is better than Sally Spa or something that comes close or something that's a little less girly or whatever. Well, I found one that is not necessarily less girly.
I was going to say, when you found something that's like, oh, I found this one. It's not girly at all. And I downloaded it and played. I was like, dude, this is totally girly.
Yeah, it's not entirely out of the girly realm, but realm's a good word for this, isn't it? It is Mystic Emporium for the iPad and the iPhone. We're reviewing the iPad version because I like this, you know, bigger screen and this stuff. Anyway, you run a magic shop, essentially a potions and a fantasy potions style shop, kind of sort of
Harry Potter.
Kind of Harry Potter, but it's more like, it's like wizards and ogres, and I guess Harry Potter has all that.
Dude, so. It's like...
I know.
It's not like Harry Potter. It has wizards.
I didn't do it in that accent, if that's what you're wondering. But no, I I feel like it's, I don't know, it feels like a different tone to me, but whatever. You're making potions, combining ingredients.
It's a girly tone. That's what tone is.
And you're upgrading your pots so they're quicker at cooking the stuff. You get new items that help you cook things faster or make different things. You get more impatient dudes. I mean, it's all that same, you know, structure same as your time management. Is, yeah. But where it succeeds for me is in the sheer chaos of some of the later levels, like just the amazing amounts of things you've got to do. They are not like Sally Spa. You can sail through that game. Like Sally Spa is fun, but not because it's hard. It's fun,
you know,
because it's,
you know what? I've come to a conclusion why Mystic Emporium is harder.
Why?
I mean, playing on the iPad, you actually have to physically travel. Your finger has to travel further. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To press something. The phone, you're just moving in a little gesture here and there. But this thing, you're like, oh, God, going back here, back and forth. Oh, I have to go up there. And you're like tapping further.
There's a much, yeah, you're right. There's much wider distances between where you're tapping and stuff. No question about it. I think that's part of it. But I think the larger thing is it's just got a much better difficulty curve. And I think these games kind of suck at this. Like generally this mechanic loses out to, you know, repetition rules all, but if you're even a slightly competent player, you'll rip through it and be done. And I beat Sally Spa like twice and it was a breeze. And this,
but you had fun though, didn't
yeah,
you?
It was fun. This is hard and fun. Like I like this. I love the stuff I'm doing. And it's seriously taxing me. It's like challenging as crap at this point. And I like it a lot. And there are difficulty settings, which I'm sure that's why they exist on this game. So you could,
but I don't like the settings.
What do you mean?
What are the difficulty settings?
Easy, normal, and hard.
I thought it was just normal and easy and hard.
Oh, I thought it was easy, normal, and hard. Was there only just two?
I think there was only easy and hard.
I thought there was a normal.
Do you have your iPad?
Yeah. No, I don't. It's upstairs. Crap. I thought I had it here. I don't.
That's one of the things I was like, am I thinking of a different game?
No, the witch one.
No, I know. Hold on. I've got my iPad.
Okay. While he's grabbing his iPad, let's hear the sultry sounds of the Steve Miller Band. Two young lovers with nothing better to do. Get sued for that. RIAA will be at our doorstep. Nobody wants that. That's a swift kick in the something. Sit around the house, get high and watch the tube. And here's what happened when they decided to cut loose. Oh, it's such a great band.
All right, I'm back.
Oh, okay. I just did a little Steve Miller.
This is great podcasting, people.
It's the best we've ever done. So what do you got? What do you see?
Hold on.
Oh, there's more.
I gotta. I'm gonna launch it.
I do this show too late. It makes me loopy.
Oh, I hate the music too. Oh,
it's,
my gosh.
It's pretty repetitive. I agree. Oh. But they're all that bad. They all do that. That is not exclusive to Mystic Emporium.
I know, but this one's like really bad.
Okay, what do you see? New game. Dude, did you find it?
Yeah. Easy or hard?
Oh, I must have chosen easy.
I know.
Because I wouldn't have gone hard. And it's still hard.
So
easy is not easy. Yeah, I agree with you. They're a little bit. I was thinking of a different game. I thought this had normal. Thinking of something else. But yeah, it's harder than you think in easy mode, and I cannot imagine what hard is, and I can see a lot of players going, well, I don't want to be easy, so I guess I'll do hard, and that may back them off. So I don't know. Maybe that's a downside. But on the whole, on, I guess, easy that I played, and again, I don't think that's a fair representation of what I'm actually playing, but it is right up there at Sally Spa for me. I really like it. I like the ingredient system. I like the just sheer, like, crazy things you do
going on.
There's definitely more of that, but there's also just so much more to, in my mind, there's so much more to do. Because really, if you think about it, Sally Spa is like, all right, we'll sit the dude down in this, and then when he's out, sit him in this, and then when he's out, sit him in this, and then, oh, okay, well, once in a while, we'll let you put rocks on his back, but then put him over here. Oh, and occasionally there'll be bubbles. But it's never, you know, it's always pretty much kind of the same thing all the way through. And it worked. It was fine. But this game really does give you crazy combinations of crap to do. And the fact that you can only go get two ingredients at a time and run back to your pot and throw them, and then you got to go with the other two, and one of them happens to be a phoenix feather, and that takes 30 seconds to build. So you got to wait for it to build and then take the other guy's order and then go start another pot. It gets crazy. And I love it.
You got to feed that plant to make that.
Oh, that effing plant. Forgot about the plant. I really like it a lot. So if you like time management games, I'm going to say get it. Liam O'Brien, I'm looking at you.
What's the price, Scott?
He likes those. $299 for the iPhone version, $399 for the iPad. And is it worth the extra dollar for the iPad? Eh, probably. Yeah. You know, I'll support an app that's a dollar more for the iPad version. It's the ones that are, you know, a dollar on the iPhone and then 10 on the iPad. That's where I have a problem. I'd be happier with the universal app, but they weren't doing that, so whatever.
Yeah, Bug's not bad.
Not too bad. All right. Did you play Buganoids?
I did.
Buganoids for HD for the iPad. There is a Buganoids for the iPhone as well. This is an ad-supported app. This comes from the guys who did Graffiti, that game I talked about a while ago where you got to get a little basketball up through the paint lines. Remember that? And there's another one. Crap. Anyway, they're kind of getting to be known for having these really fun, addictive, free games. And this game is way 8-bit looking. You run around the outside of a planet in a little spacesuit, and you have a little laser gun. Sometimes you can upgrade those guns and do different kinds of guns. And there's holes in the planet where bugs and creatures crawl out of, spiders and stuff. And you have to circle around using the fake joystick thing on screen and the fake button to fire, and you have to go around the thing kind of Tempest style. It plays like Tempest. Remember Tempest?
I do.
It plays like Tempest. And kill the stuff in the middle and advance levels, and it's real cute and kind of dig.
Actually,
dug.
It's not joysticks. It's just two.
Oh, it's left and right and a firing button, right? There's no stick.
And a bomb.
Yeah. It even looks like arcade buttons. Like, it's definitely meant to be this retro experience. And I love the look. I love the sound. I love the play. This was a breath of fresh air for me. I really liked it a lot.
Really?
Yeah, I did.
I just found it okay.
What is it you felt like it was lacking?
I'm kind of getting sick of the 8-bit look on everything.
You feel like that's been overdone? I mean, it's obviously like the trendy thing to do in games on phones right now. It's like, oh, look at us. We look like we're 20 years ago on this brand new phone.
I mean, it's free, so it's like, you know, you're not going to lose anything by getting it. It's okay, but it's like, I didn't find too much enjoyment out of it.
All right, well, it's free, it's ad-supported. I know the other game they do that I really like. They do the Ninja Jump games, which are also very fun for the iPad and iPhone, and also free. And Paper Toss HD and Paper Toss Regular. Remember that? Remember Paper Toss?
Yeah, I remember Paper Toss.
I mean, I don't know. I think what I like about it is the Tempest style gameplay. I like that style of gameplay.
Yeah, I mean, I love Tempest too, but maybe if the graphics were a little slicker, I don't know. I mean, it's okay. But
here's my favorite review on their reviews. This one says, "This game is fun, simple game anyone can get the hang of. I just downloaded it, and I love it. It has simple controls and some challenge, unlike many of the games you always win." Guess what he gave it? How many stars?
How many stars?
One star! I don't think he understands the rating system. He says all these nice things about it and then gives it one star. That's stupid. Anyway.
But it's free. Check it out, people.
Yeah, it's free. Yeah, it's totally free. You're really getting tired of the retro thing. I don't mind it. I like it.
It's everywhere.
Well, yeah, but if it's done well, like the worm, Mega Worm or whatever, that was fun.
Yeah, Mega Worm, don't get me wrong. It works there. But this one, it's like, give me a little more pizzazz. You remember how Tempest, how cool it was with the stuff coming up. And
No, I agree. In fact, I would play Tetris on this machine, on this phone. I would love that. I don't know how you control it, but actually, you know what? It might be perfect for Tempest. Because think about it. Tempest was a little dial, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why not just, you know, circling your finger around and rotating in one direction or the other could mimic that totally.
No doubt.
Oh, Tetris. Or not Tetris. Tempest. Tempest. Come on, Atari. That's what are you doing?
Fun.
All right. Lastly on iPad. Side by side. I thought Apple didn't approve competing browsers on these devices, but apparently I have been wrong because there are others including this. This is an app called Side by Side, which actually creates two browser windows side by side that you can adjust how much of one side or the other side you show.
You could actually have up to four browser windows.
Correct, correct. That's true. It used to be called something else. I'm trying to find the other name, but they had to change the name. There was some there was some problem with copyright or whatever. And it used to be called formerly 4-in-1. Oh, no, I'm sorry. 4 desktops. That's what it was called. And you can put up to 4 of these. You'd be surprised how well it sort of uses the real estate on your iPad. I was kind of impressed by that. And it is 99 cents. And I think it's cool as crap. It lets you, for example, they even have a screenshot of this. You can bring up the New York Times in one window and on the other side, Facebook, and you can jump in between. You can copy and paste. You essentially have two browsers running at once, all on one screen. And you can do it long ways, tall ways, whatever. It's great for RSS feed messing around, stuff like that. Again, you can adjust it left or right, or up or down. So if you want to make one window bigger than the other, you can do that very easily by sliding the stuff around. And it's pretty awesome.
I thought it was pretty cool. I had one issue with it, though.
What's that?
Is that when you go to sites with it, it thinks you're on a mobile device.
Oh, right. That's true. But that's true of Safari a lot of the time. Not all the time.
Not sometimes. On the iPad, though.
Well, yeah. It does. Like if you go to Google Docs or something, or Gmail, it always forces it to that mobile version, which drives me nuts.
Oh, I guess it's something. Yeah, well, it's funny because like I went to, because like, you know, a great thing would be to be able to open up my credit card site and my banking site.
Yeah.
So I had to do the little side-by-side thing, yeah. Like budgeting and all that kind of.
Right.
Nonsense. And then like I went and I tried to do it and it was like, I got mobile versions, which like suck, you know, so you're like, oh, what's the point? So.
Yeah. I don't know. I like it though. I don't like the graphic style of it. I wish that was all different. Maybe it's maybe they have some other themes you can get or something, but right now it's...
Looks like Google's behind the design.
Actually, that's true. They still... I don't know that Google sucks at that or that they couldn't suck at it. I think they just don't care.
Yeah.
I get the feeling that that is not a priority for them. And maybe that's... I don't know. Maybe that's good for them.
It works for them.
Wouldn't be good for Apple, but it's good for them. All right, there you go. I also got NHL 2K11 on my iPhone, but I'm not ready to review it yet because I've noticed.
This is like an app bonanza here going on.
Yeah, well, dude, 2 weeks off. Well, 2 weeks between shows. We have to make up for it, right?
Totally.
I hope people have enjoyed it and not just tuned out.
What?
I don't know. I mean, maybe that was all very boring. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm still awake.
You still here? Okay.
I'm still here.
Your stone's still pushing through?
My stone. No.
All right, here's this.
I can't wait till you get gallstones.
Here's this.
Update corner.
I can't wait to get them too. Everyone gets them eventually. It's like Alzheimer's. We're all getting it.
We're all getting it.
It's just a matter of when.
Well, you know how you can avoid Alzheimer's, right?
Get the cancer.
No, blueberries.
Oh, blueberries. Is that what it does?
Yeah.
Oh, I think that's an old wives' tale. Or a new wives' tale. All right, update corner. I just wanted to mention Angry Birds gets full Game Center support and Netflix for iPhone supports video out.
So now we can do that. You have a video adapter, right?
I do. The iPad one, but I guess it works for both, right?
Yeah, you should do you know how we had the theory that it would look crappy coming out of the iPhone?
Should test that. Maybe videotape it.
You should go to the AppSlappy Labs and test that out.
Okay. We have those. I'll get right on that. Angry Birds does get its support, by the way. That was something that was talked about on the keynote. Everybody thought it was coming soon, like maybe at the launch of Game Center. It didn't happen. Did finally come out. So,
yeah, I saw that, and I started playing Angry Birds again. I think it's fun, but I don't think it's as great as everybody thinks
it is.
You
know, it is not. You are not wrong about that. I think that it's fine, but it is so overhyped to the degree that they have a movie and like plushies and stuff coming out. I don't know what's going on, but my biggest problem with that game is I think the physics suck.
Yeah, the physics are sketchy.
Very sketchy at the least. And so I kind of get tired of that and I don't play a ton of it. I know our mutual friend Daryl is a champ. Like he's the highest of anyone he knows and all the scores and the Game Center rankings and all that stuff. He's a really, really good player of that game and getting whatever it is you know, however you earn all that in there. I haven't really paid much attention to how it's integrated in the Game Center, but it has its fans, dude, and it's one of the highest most downloaded apps in the history of the store. So you can't knock it too bad. But I'm with you. I'm just kind of like, oh man, what is everybody talking about? It's not. It's okay. It's all right. I'd take Fragger over this.
Yes,
I would definitely take. And Fragger's, you know, maybe not as graphical and stuff, but Fragger's awesome.
It has solid physics,
except for the Atlantis pack, which is now yet.
Right. So I have a couple updates too.
What do you got?
Hipstamatic.
Updated every other day.
No, so. Hipstamatic has a nice little feature on it with the update.
What'd you get?
It has quality control settings on the front of the camera now.
Oh, fancy.
So you can do high, medium, or low quality. So that'll adjust the time it takes for you to develop a picture. So if you're out going fooling around, you're like, oh, I don't really want to take a high quality photo. Click it on low quality and it develops a lot faster.
Nice.
And also they finally updated
Swanko Lab. Oh yeah, yeah.
Their darkroom application.
Yeah, you and your look at you in the photo apps representing today. I'm impressed.
Yeah, you know. Because there was a huge bug when you would turn a photo black and white, there'd be some weird blue clipping pixels.
Okay.
It was a weird bug.
All right.
They finally fixed that, and they added a new chemical to the pack. So it's some Uncle Weimer's whatever. What it does a faded contrast. It's a nice little effect, though.
Uncle Weimer's, all right.
I don't know. They have the weird names in there.
That's true.
Like,
they do.
Little Stoobies, you know.
It's pretty funny. That would be fun to sit around and come up with.
Eyebrow hair formula.
Very nice. All right. Well, there's some good updates for you folks. We're not doing a stupid app of the week this week because we are running out of time. Instead, we're going to jump right to calls. Apps in the background. By the way, these came to us via email, appslappy@gmail.com. This is one. This one's about apps in the background.
Hey, Scott and Eric, I got a question for you that I'm sure that you've addressed in the past because you sort of alluded to it over the podcasts that I've been trying to catch up on, but I haven't come across the exact answer yet, and I'm hoping you could possibly help me out here. I'm a reformed iPhone hater, and so the iPhone 4 is my first iPhone, and I love it. But I'm trying to figure out, how do I find out what apps might be running in the background, thus draining my battery so that I can kill those apps like before I go to bed or something like that so I don't wake up to a dead phone. If you can help me out, I appreciate it. I love the podcast. You guys are doing a great job. Thank you very much. Derp.
Derp is right. And this has come up on the show a few times, and it's one of my big frustrations with the 4.0 update, and I hope it's addressed in the future. But right now, you really have no way of knowing. Except, well, I know that Pandora runs in the background, so I better check and make sure that one's closed. And I know this other one runs in the background, so I better check that. But if you don't know them, then you don't. There's nothing natively in the OS that does it. Now, some people have recommended some apps, and I could not find anything personally, but they say that they even give me specific recommendations, but they say that there are apps out there that will monitor this stuff. So when you run that app, it'll say, oh, here's your current battery life. Here's your, how many minutes you've had on your phone this month, whatever. It kind of counts all this stuff. And then one of the things it does is it says, and these apps are running. But I don't know where this app is. And when I ask, they're like, oh, I don't know the name, but I heard it's there. So.
Yeah, I know you can do it in the jailbreaking community.
Oh, for sure. Like right out of the box, so to speak. They have all kinds of stuff for that. That is something Apple just absolutely needs to address in an update, because it's obnoxious that I have to guess what's open, because it's all open technically. I mean, when you do the double tap and check out the quick launch bar, you might see Pandora mixed in with your photo app and your to-do list and your all your other stuff.
What I tend to do if I see that my battery's going quicker than it should be, I just kill all the apps in my bar.
See, but doing that means you got to do it for miles. Like,
no, but I do, you know.
But see what I mean? You're still guessing.
I keep my quick launch bar pretty tidy. I clean house.
But you're still guessing.
I'm not, but I'm just killing apps.
But even then, you're still like,
even though I'm guessing, but I know that I'm going to be saving battery if nothing's running in the background.
But you didn't even know that you were losing battery until you had to kind of go, oh, it looks like my battery's running down too much. Better go kill some apps. You know what I mean? Like, there's no clear message that you are losing battery life. You just feel like, oh, that seems like that shouldn't be so low. Let me check and see what's open. That's terrible. It works. I mean, you're right. It's a Band-Aid. But that's, they need to do some Apple love to that. It's ridiculous. Anyway, don't you agree?
I agree.
All right.
I don't let my quick launch bar be all untidy and like miles long like you.
Well, I'm a hoarder. I'm a quick launch bar hoarder.
You like, what's that show you've been watching?
That Hoarders show. I have dead cats in the kitchen and lots of apps in my quick launch bar. Let's move on to SIM card etiquette.
Hi, Scott and Eric. This is David from Massachusetts. Wanted to say I enjoy listening to App Slappy as well as a few of the other Frog Pants Studios podcasts. I had a question about last episode. You mentioned you were selling your 3GS now that you finally made the jump up to your iPhone 4. I, too, also have a 3GS that I want to sell. I picked up the iPhone 4 as well. I had a question about the SIM card. What to do about the SIM card that's in the 3GS? Now, do you take it out? Do you sell it with it? What are the pros and cons? Like to get your input from both of you. Thanks. Derp.
Okay. The SIM card goes with the phone, because when you move to the other phone, that SIM card's useless anyway. It's been deactivated until some other user activates it. So in a way, what's this like, Eric? There's got to be a good analogy. It's like your car. You have to sell your car with the title, or else the next guy can't have ownership of it. So you wouldn't want to keep the title, and selling the title by itself is worthless. So sell it with your phone.
Yeah, you have no worries. There's nothing on your SIM card. Like, if you wipe your phone, you reset the phone before you sell it. All it is the SIM card is just identifying that. It's like, you know, it's the identifying that phone to Apple so they can connected to the network.
Yeah, it's a thing AT&T does to say, oh, that phone is on our network at this number, and that guy is authorized to make calls and receive them.
And because you're moving your number to your new phone, so.
Yeah, in theory.
Well, you do.
You can do it, but you don't have to do it. Well, you are if you're getting another iPhone. You're right.
Yeah, he got a new iPhone, so I'm sure he's keeping his number. So.
Unless he wanted to change it because he's getting stalked by, you know, fat chicks or something. I don't mean that in a mean way. I just meant, never mind.
Oh my God.
Never mind what I meant.
Send your angry emails
to Eric at gmail.com. That's probably some real dude that's not you.
Yes.
Two questions.
Hey, Scott and Eric. Joe Bolin from San Jose here. Two questions in less than 2 minutes. The first question I've got is Graffiti, you know, Palm's old input Graffiti handwriting system. Is that available for the iPhone operating system 4? And my second question for you is, I know Android has a system that uses GPS to control certain functions of the phone. So if you're at home, ringers on. If you're at work, ringers off, things of that nature. Is there anything like that available for the iPhone? Thanks a lot, and derp.
The answer is no and no. that I know of on the second one. The second one's a little more unclear to me because I've looked and hunted and I can't find anything. So there's probably something I'm not aware of, or probably something in the jailbreaking community. I'm sure that's true. In fact, that's probably true in both cases.
There is that one application, though, that uses your GPS to control the volume of your music.
Which one?
I reviewed it like...
Do you remember the name?
Oh, man.
I know. We review so much stuff, we forget. It's not our fault.
Yeah, let me have like you keep talking. I'll look it up.
We're just human beings, folks. But your first question... Oh, I forgot his first question. Crap.
The graffiti.
Oh, graffiti. Not a chance, because it is that graffiti is a Palm owned technology, which now is owned by HP, and they're not going to put that out there anyway, because what would be the point? Now, in jailbreaking stuff, probably somebody has done that, if I had to guess, because it seems like a fun thing to do.
I'm just going
to
just ask, what is the benefits of graffiti?
Well, it's if you are an old time Palm user, I could see lots of benefits, because you can be really fast with that and type out all kinds of cool stuff. I used to be screaming good at graffiti back in my Palm 5 days.
But isn't it like a handwriting thing, right?
It's handwriting. Well, it's not handwriting like it recognizes your handwriting. It recognizes set gestures. So, you know, when you'd make a P, it was a very specific kind of P, and an R was a very specific kind of R, and L's were a certain way. And I can't remember. There was one that you always said, oh, fours were not, you know, like... It would be more like an L for the four without the cross in the middle. And the L was something else, like a backwards L or something. So it was a little bit cryptic and a little bit, I don't know. Essentially, it was gesture-based pen language. You want to get to it that way, yeah. Like, it didn't actually go, oh, I see it's Scott's handwriting. Like, it didn't try to do the way that the old Newton did it, which was handwriting recognition, like, straight up. This is like, you know, gesture-based stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
Where were you in the 90s?
Dude, I was, where was I in the 90s?
Late 90s.
Late 90s?
Yeah. This was like, you know, Palm's heyday was like 94.
Dude, I was moving to New York City.
That's true. No one liked Palm in New York.
I was like, I couldn't afford that kind of stuff.
That's fair.
So, oh, by the way, the application that uses your GPS, your speed of your GPS to adjust the volume of the music is called Adapt Tunes.
Oh, I remember that now.
Yep. So.
Right. Nice. Let's move on
there
to emails.
You go.
Emails.
Something GPS based, but not like turning your ringer off. And
that's really cool, by the way. The problem is
it's you're getting into system settings. And I don't think Apple's going to let something control a system setting.
Well, that may be what he's saying about it. I don't own an Android, so I can't speak to this, and other listeners might be able to. But maybe that is a system thing that Android has built in, and that Apple should. Anyway, hi Scott and Eric, says an email that I'll start with now. Love your show and quick question. What are your thoughts on screen protectors? I prefer them. What about you? From Dakota, from California. That's really confusing. Dakota from California. That's like two states in one. actually, it's three states in one, right? So south, north, what? Anyway.
What?
Dakota. You know, yeah, the Dakotas.
There it is, three states. Okay,
maybe it's Dakota. Maybe it's Dakota Fanning. What about that?
I don't. Probably not.
Oh, hubba hubba. I shouldn't say that. She's young enough to be my...
Yeah, she is.
She's not that cute anyway. She's a good actress, though. Hi, Scott and Eric. Oh, I already read it. So, screen protectors, I hate them. I will never use them on my phone or my iPad. The main reason is because these are all real glass, and the screen protectors don't really do much to protect them. The glass is naturally scratch resistant, and... Really, you'd have to nail it against a rock to really do anything. And if you did that no screen protector is really going to help you there anyway. I find them just kind of obnoxious, and they get bubbles and they look weird. And I'm not a fan at all. I am a fan, however, of using something like that on a Wacom Cintiq, which I do now. I got something from a company called Strong Engineering, and I love this Cintiq cover. This thing is awesome. It gives me everything has like a paper feel now, protects the screen. They're only $18. so there's a place for that. I just don't think my phone and my iPad is that place.
Yeah, I also don't use them. I don't like the feel of them. It's really hard to scratch your phone. Really, it is.
Plus, doesn't it feel like undercoating? Like they're yanking you a little bit? You know what I mean? Like, what's that Seinfeld where Jerry's trying to get his car without the undercoating or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
And it's always like this add-on that everyone wants you to think you need.
Yeah, exactly. No, I have friends who swear by them, you know. But the problem is after a long time, they just get gross and bubbly on the edges. And
getting them off isn't always easy. And
yeah, I just...
Don't personally recommend it.
It's a personal preference, which comes down to. So
I just think they're fake. They're doing something fake with these phones. In the Palm days, yes, you had plexiglass screens. They were terrible. They'd scratch like crazy. It was a perfectly good idea. The DS screens, like on a Nintendo DS, those are not glass. They'd scratch very easily, and you're using a stylus on them. Okay, yeah, screen protector. I could see that. The iPhones are glass. Glass does not need, and you're not grinding on them with a stylus, first of all. So what are you protecting it against? If it's in your pocket, glass does not scratch from your pocket unless you've got like gravel in there and you're leaving it in there all day.
Or your keys.
I think about keys.
Huh?
I didn't think about keys. But you wouldn't want those rubbling around in there anyway. That's still
I've done that. Actually, I've done that before, and luckily my phone hasn't gotten scratched yet.
I've done all sorts of things to my screens on my iPhones. They've never scratched once. Never had a single hairline scratch on my phone. None. The back with the plastic, sure. That's what cases are for. But these fours, even the backs don't scratch. So anyway, I'll get off my high horse. Yo, Scott and Eric. Hope Eric is feeling better by now. How are you feeling?
I'm doing better.
I have a simple problem, which I can't seem to find an answer for. I listen to podcasts like yours, radio shows, and or stand-up comedy. It helps me sleep better. You should try it. Podcasts are saved in the podcast section and don't mess up my music. But iTunes adds them as music, even though they are in my skip when shuffling list. Is there any simple way of making my stand-up look like a podcast for iTunes? I'm a Mac user, but sadly, Windows users. What? I'm a Mac Mac lover, but sadly a Windows user. You don't have to be sad. It's fine. Whatever. And help would be appreciated. By the way, I'm buying the new iPod Touch. You guys haven't really talked about it. Do you think it's worth it? Would you go 8 or 32 gig? I do plan to do video, or should I wait for next summer to get my second gen? Name is Sergio Derp. By the way, I'm 16. I'm not. He is.
Yes.
Just to answer the last thing first, I would get the 32 gig, and I think that new iPod Touch is awesome.
Yeah, there's no need to wait.
No, get it now. Really nice.
It just came out.
Yeah, second gen, slow as dirt. Go get this new one.
And do you know the answer to this first part?
I don't. I've never figured this out. Do you?
Yeah. All you have to do is go into your iTunes, select your stand-up pieces that are being...
podcasted.
The pieces that are looking like your stand-up media that's looking like music to your iPod.
Yeah.
What you do is you go into Get Info, and then you have a little things.
So right click Get Info, right?
Right click Get Info, yeah. Then you have little tabs. Go over, you know, like summary, info, video. Go over to the options, and then you'll see a pull down menu called Media Kind.
Oh, look at that.
And then you can say what type of media you want. It could be music, podcast, iTunes use, audiobook, or voice memo.
Oh, there's tons of stuff.
So what happens once you change that, if you say you put a piece of music and you say it's a podcast, you'll now stick it into the podcast tab.
Nice. All right.
And that's how you do it.
Very nice. That also means you should get the podcasting ability, which is it'll save your place no matter where you started it.
Yep.
That's cool. I didn't know that was that easy. Why have I not known this?
I don't know.
I hate that I've not known this. I hate it with all my being. You should see the sad thing I'm doing with an audiobook right now that I ripped from a CD. I don't even want to tell people. I'm embarrassed.
But now you can change it.
Yep. Now I don't have to tell the story. Hey, Scott and Eric, says our last email.
Wait. What did you do?
This is just my workaround, but I have Needful Things from Stephen King, mm-hmm. and I have it on audio. I have it on disc, and I thought I had the MP3s already ripped, but the other day I'm like, well, I want to listen to that book again, but I don't have them ripped. So I ripped them, put them in their own playlist, and I listen to them. Now, when I go to sync my phone, it loses my place wherever I was on whatever file I was on, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what I do to curb that is I will take a screenshot of the position and the file I'm on. Like, it's a picture basically of the iPod view.
You're doing a bookmark.
Yeah, like a snapshot bookmark, so that when I'm syncing and I'm all done, I go back, all right, go into photos. Let's look at that one. Okay, file six, a position 18 minutes. Boom, I'm back.
I just saved you some time.
You, well, you, yes. Or you've shown me how much time I've wasted. Anyway, good times. All right. Before we get out of here, we got to award this contest. Remember this? Last week.
Have one more email?
No. Do we? Oh, yeah, we do. Shite. Scott and Eric. I thought we just did this one, but you're right. It's brand new. Recently, I had to completely wipe my drive because when I removed the Windows partition of my hard drive, Boot Camp merged all my files with my Mac files and they could not be found. Dude, that's bad. I've never had a Boot Camp problem like that. But anyway, that's what you get when you mess with partitions. Anyway, in order to make sure all my music got transferred back, I reinstalled Snow Leopard, connected my second generation iPod. I told it to transfer purchases. Now, whenever I connect my iPod Touch to my Mac, it does not show that it is connected to iTunes. Help, what do I do? Love the show. Derp, Amanda S. in Spokane, Washington. Eric, what does she do?
Well, first of all, I would take your second-gen iPod Touch and connect it to a different computer to see if that iTunes is actually recognizing it, if it's mounting it up.
Nice.
To see if it's something with the iPod Touch itself. If it is connecting okay with a different computer, then it's probably something with your iTunes. I would reinstall your iTunes and see if that solves the problem. And if not, believe it or not, you could maybe test your connections. I've actually had my work computer have my FireWire ports just completely die on me. Like, the USB will work fine, but the FireWire ports don't work.
I've had the exact same thing happen. FireWire ports, they're weird. Weirdly unreliable sometimes. So that's definitely worth checking. Although,
so just kind of do, you know, small little tests here and there to see, try to.
He'd have to, like, a cord. He'd have to have a really old iPod to have it be FireWire, though. So it'd probably be USB, I'm sure.
No, I'm just saying, like, I've had ports go down on me.
Right.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Right. You have had ports go down on you, right? Got it.
Yes. Is my what I'm trying to say. Same way he's using a FireWire.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, check maybe, you know.
Check your connections.
Check your connections, what I'm trying to say, in a long about way. I looked on the Apple website, and there's not too much information. It's like, restart the computer.
Yeah.
Check your cable. Reinstall your software. You know, so let us know if you can find out what's going on.
Yep. Let us know. All right. Now we're giving away this contest. By the way, again, emails. You go to appslappy@gmail.com. All right.
How are we going to do this?
I'm going to pick a random person. You ready? I've already done it. I'm poking my finger at him right now. I picked a random person. I do not know who this is.
How do you know it's not a girl?
Maybe a girl, actually. Because you'll hear this name and you'll go, oh, yeah, maybe it's a girl. We said that we would choose it from last show's comments, and we did. And the person that I am choosing is Adrian Johnson. Adrian Johnson, who posted their comment at 1:04 a.m. in the morning on September 24th. You are the huge winner. What?
What was the comment? What did he say?
I check my iTunes every week and get excited that there's a new episode. You guys inform, entertain, and make me laugh. Keep doing what you're doing so I don't have the patience. Because I don't have the patience to do. Blah, blah, blah. Because keep doing what I don't have the patience to do. Sifting through the stupid apps to find the gems. And it just happens this week that one of the gems about gems is also the crap. Anyway, Adrian Johnson, send us an email. That's appslappy@gmail.com with your reply, and we will make sure to get your address and info to Chris Pope right away. He is the guy providing this Angry Birds poster signed by the developers of Angry Birds. Techjives.net is the website that he resides on. Thanks again to Chris Pope for that.
And sorry for all the people who didn't win.
Yeah, we wish we had enough to give everyone one.
Especially you, Carmen.
Is there a Carmen in there? Why, do you know Carmen?
Huh?
Do you know this Carmen?
I do know this Carmen.
Oh.
She really wanted the poster.
Oh. Well, yeah, but that would have been showing favoritism.
But we're not going to do that.
All right.
Are we?
No, we're not.
unless somebody's listening to the podcast, and the winner is Carmen.
the winner is Carmen San Diego. Or what's her last name? That's not it. Anyway. Okay. Well, there you go. Thank you so much, everyone who listened this week. We're going to tell you about some iTunes shout outs real quick. I'm sure we've accumulated a few.
Like, where the hell is our show?
Let's see if we can find a couple of those. Those are always my favorite. Whoops. Sorry, I had these up and now they're not there anymore, but now they are. Okay. Thank you very much. Most recent. There we go. We got one says Awesome Sauce by David Rise. Love the podcast. Hate the fact that it gets me to spend about $15 a week on apps. Mission accomplished. Got another one from Traffic Insanity who says, love it. Keep up the soup. Superbness, guys. Eric has excellent insight and should petition to have the show called App Slappy with Eric and Scott. This is just taking a shot at the boy from Eagle Mountain. I'm impressed he called me a boy. I like that. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
thank you, everybody. Man, we're up to 725 ratings on the show, so keep those a coming.
Yeah, keep them coming.
Love those reviews. Don't forget App 1, App 2, and App 3. Those are good codes to save you money at GoDaddy.com. Love the support over there. If you need to get a new domain, a renewal, or anything, I got 10% off my entire order the other day with App 2. EPP2. You nice. Can too, so go check it out. Also, don't forget the website. That's appslappy.com. Show notes for this episode and much more can be found there. appslappy@gmail.com, again, is our email address. And follow us on Twitter. That's twitter.com/appslappyshow. You can also follow Eric and I individually. Eric is at Hawkito, and I am at Extra Life. And that is going to do it for this week. Eric, any parting wisdom from the Eastern Seaboard?
Yes, don't forget to pick up Bank Test on the iTunes Store.
Oh, that's right. Eric has a single up on the iTunes Store. Music.
Yay. It's under Skyhawk.
Yeah.
The single is called Bank Test.
We'll have a link to it in the show notes. So click really? Right over there. Yeah, oh, yeah.
You're going to do that for me?
Hells yeah. It's Bank Test, and it is one of my favorite tracks Eric has ever done. I'm a big fan of his music in general, but you need to hear. I'm just giving him a taste. Let me give him a taste. I'm not going to give the whole thing away right here, but let's see. Bank. Here we go. So check this out. This is Bank Test right off the store. Okay, that's all I'm going to give him.
You can kind of, why don't you go in the middle of the song a little bit? So.
Okay, here we go. I'm telling you, his stuff is great. You guys have to go get the single. And you've got other stuff up there like West 3 and other stuff. So
that's it. That's like
those two songs.
They got those two songs.
But there's more coming. There's
the
more
album
coming.
Should be coming out soon. I'm in the process of getting the rest mastered. But
are we ever going to get this one?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
we are? Really?
Too. Okay. Yeah, it's on the album.
All right. Are we ever going to get this? Wait, not that. This?
E-E-L. Yes, yes. You're going to get that one too.
You might get that.
You don't even notice. You've been playing a lot of my stuff in the instance lately.
Oh, totally. I love that stuff on there. For like the breaks and everything?
Yeah.
I love it. Like the 200 theme? Oh, love it.
Oh, Veronica.
Veronica's voice work on there is awesome. Yes. Anyway. That's going to do it for us. Thank you guys for listening. We will be here next week with more app reviews and more cool stuff to talk about in the world of the iOS device that is in your pocket right now. And until then, take care.
Later.
Thank you for listening to App Slappy. For more great iPhone, iPod, and App Store coverage and archives of this show, visit appslappy.com.
part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.